Hey, what's up?
Hey y'all. Welcome to another episode of Millennial
Frequency.
Yes. Yes, y'all. We are back and excited to be talking to you all. We appreciate all of your love and support each and every week. And some interesting things happened this week, right?
Yes. Lots of interesting things. So, are we talking about in, hot topics or us, our past, our
Oh, us.
people?
I'm always talking about us, with some crazy stuff going on in the news all the time. But so that's what we definitely gonna break down. We're gonna break down us. We're gonna break down what's going on in hot topics, and then tell them the topic of this week.
The topic for this week is it's about resolutions. They don't work.
They
That's
do
what
not.
we are talking about.
Absolutely. So, hopefully you all can relate. If you don't relate, definitely get into the comment section on Instagram, Twitter, and we're on several platforms at this point. So, we'll be having to kind of check in and see what type of information we can get from those platforms as well. But yeah, it's going to be real interesting because we just have a different take on resolutions altogether.
Yes. So yeah, come in. If you guys are into resolutions, that's cool. You can list why. So
Absolutely, absolutely. So, let's hop into the hot topics. What's going
yay.
on, Farron?
So I just have to say, if y'all have been a long time listener, y'all know what a big fan we are of Black Panther. And so I want to say congrats to the Black Panther Ensemble. Okay, so they had the same, huh?
No, I'm laughing at you. Keep going.
So they had the SAG Awards last night, and Black Panther won twice.
Ooh.
So yeah, they won twice. So they won, let's see, Outstanding Performance by a Cast in the Most Motion Picture is what they one award they got. Let's see what else they got. Let's see. They also won for Outstanding Action Performance by a Stunt Ensemble. So shout out to Black Panther for winning big. Hopefully they go on to take on the Oscars and win there as well.
Absolutely. Wakanda forever.
Ever.
Ever, ever, and ever, ever, ever. I'm excited. I mean, I think that not just because it was a black superhero movie, the story was compelling, the graphics were amazing, the actors were amazing, the costume was, I mean, like, they would be a fool not to even mention anything about Black Panther because Black Panther was just that revolutionary.
It
So
would.
I'm excited. I definitely feel like Ryan Coogler got snubbed for the Oscar nomination. So, they try to make it up now with Spike Lee, and I'll take it. But Spike should have been got an Oscar if we just have to be blatant honest about it. But it's so many politics to the Oscar Academy situation. I'm just happy he's getting his due. But Ryan, he did an awesome job. He wrote Black Panther as well as directed Black Panther. So, yeah, visionary. And I know some awesome things are going to happen in the pipeline. But congratulations to the ensemble. I saw the picture of Angela Bassett and the other actresses just kind of like, and their names escape me right now. I feel so bad. But like having their trophies and just kind of butting heads with their trophies, I thought that was so dope.
Yeah, so what you got?
So this is a little tea, and I think I said this to you a little earlier as far as, confirming the research of this couple, Young Jeezy and Jeannie Mai from The Real. So there was a photo that was circulating this weekend, and it was Trey Songz and his girlfriend Lori Harvey, and then it was OG Genesis, and then who was the other lady, Masika? Oh my.
Malika.
Malika, okay, my bad. And then it was Young Jeezy coupled up with Jeannie. So we like, okay, are they a thing? Are they not a thing? and they asked her on the reel, and she confirmed that they are seeing each other, but it's not exclusive. They're just getting to know each other, and it seems like, you know, they're having a good time. So, shout out to her. I always want to get with a rapper.
That's what a lot of people saying. A lot of people just weren't surprised by her getting with a rapper. I was with a young genie. It just seemed kind of random, but yeah.
If you watch the show, you know that she definitely has a thing for black men, and she definitely has a thing for hip hop. So I wasn't shocked.
She does. Yeah, I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying, young Jeezy of all the rappers is just shocking.
Okay. Let's unpack that. What rapper do you think that she would have talked to, or like? Could you see her with?
I think it would have been more of a West Coast rapper, maybe like The Game or YG, or I don't know why I'm thinking West Coast rapper for her. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see why you could think that, because she's made references to, you know, her really just being into that West Coast scene and the type of scene she's into. So, but anyway, congratulations are in order for Jeannie and young Jeezy, and may they just, you know, have a good time dating or whatever it is they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to y'all. Okay, and also I was on YouTube today and I saw that it's going to be a black woman sketch show on HBO.
Saw that.
Issa's going to be an executive producer along with, help me out, what's her name? She used to have a show on BET, and they cut it, of course. She had a late night show. It was a black woman. Okay. I can't think of her name right now, but y'all can find it on Issa Rae Presents on her YouTube page. Mm-hmm. They made a short video about it. So they got all black women writers. And, you know, even that little video was funny. So y'all can go check that out. But I think that's dope.
That is dope, man. I'm excited. I mean, we need some sketch comedy because we can be funny. And so for it to be targeted specifically with black women writers, I think that's awesome. I'm just interested to see what the whole entire concept is about. But it's dope. And I'll kind of finish us out with this. The government is finally open. So that's exciting for government workers. They're finally going to get their back pay. And they're finally going to be going to work with a purpose, which is to get paid. So I don't know if I should say kudos to those that the powers to be that made that happen, or if I should just be happy that those, you know, hard workers are finally get their due. But it was tough, and it was 3 weeks, and this was the longest that has ever been. But I've heard word that Trump is interested in restarting. This is just assumptions and rumors that he wants to actually close it again if the right bill does not happen. So let's just pray that he gets an ounce of sanity so that their lives are not in jeopardy.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case, because one thing I forgot to point out last week is that those who work for a job that's contracted with the government, they don't get back pay. So they basically, the weeks that they've been working or the weeks they've been out, they don't get compensated for those past weeks. So hopefully they don't shut it again.
Terrible. Trash. And he's a topic on his own, but I am happy that, you know, things are kind of going back to normal, because, I mean, they were telling people they need to go get loans, pay their loans and stuff like that. Folks that never went. Why don't they just get a loan? No, why don't you just pay?
Okay, a payday loan with all that interest?
Will you just pay me?
Okay, just pay me.
How about that? That's why I'm here. So, don't get me worked up, rattled up. That's a good thing. It was just staying positive spirits about it, and, you know, go for it.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we will be right back.
Back.
And we're back.
We're back. We are back. That song is so addictive. I understand why the kids like it. And I don't really deal with any children at this point in my life. I mean, I don't have any like little siblings, but our cousins. But that song is addictive.
It really is.
Yeah. So, let's tell them what we did this weekend.
Sorry, I was taking a sip. Yes, this weekend.
What you taking a sip of? Tell the viewers what you're taking a sip of. Don't just take a sip and you don't let them know.
I'm having a sip of wine.
Oh, okay.
But this past weekend, we had the privilege of going to the Denton Black Film Festival.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, so definitely fun. We went that morning. We were able to sit in on two panel discussions, and we got a lot of great information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just enjoyed every bit of it, and I enjoy the Denton Black Film Festival because it always feels like family, and everyone is so helpful and sweet, and we were able to get the word out about our show, Unstuck Web Series. So let me go ahead and plug that. If you haven't had a chance, definitely go ahead and type in Unstuck Web Series on YouTube, Facebook, at Unstuck Web Series on Instagram, and Unstuck Web Show on Twitter. Episode 2 came out tonight. It's awesome. People are laughing, all of that good stuff. But that's why we were there. And we exchanged a lot of good energies with folks that have their own things going too. So it was just a great time.
A great time. Yeah, definitely tune in, y'all. Share, tell a friend. Comment, like, subscribe, please.
Please subscribe, you know, because we don't know what you have going on Mondays, but we know that you're probably going to get on YouTube at some point. We know that you may forget. So, like, just go ahead and subscribe. Help us get our subscribers up, guys. And please tell a friend, share.
Yes.
All right. So, that was our weekend. Then, now we need to go ahead and just dive into this situation about resolutions.
Yes, let's dive in. So, okay. Definition of a resolution. I do not have that pulled up. Do you?
I'm always afraid to pull up anything when this app is going, but I definitely go ahead and check it out. So
I'm actually looking it up right now. Okay. But yeah, let's see. Definition of a resolution.
Unless you got it.
I got it too. I have it. A resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something.
Absolutely.
Do
you have? No, that's the same one. Some of the synonyms for those things is intention, resolve, decision, intent, aim, aspiration, design, purpose, object, plan. So I guess that's what it also means, what a resolution is.
Cool. I don't know. I just have a negative connotation with the word resolution because resolutions don't work.
Absolutely. And I know that's probably weird and maybe you think we're negative because I agree with Farron on that. But the whole New Year's resolution thing is just kind of whack.
It is. It's whack. And we're going to just give y'all our top five reasons on why we think resolutions don't work.
They don't work. What's number one?
Number one is they don't work.
Now let's do as my fiance would say. Let's add context to that. Why don't resolutions work?
Resolutions, I mean, they don't work because people rarely stick to them.
Right.
And when we go down the list, it'll further explain why they do not work.
I just feel like any time that I would say that this is my resolution, they didn't work because I honestly did not commit to it. You know, I said it and that was that. I looked up and my heart and my intentions were on other things. So I feel like because there's not a ton of support behind it, it's hard for it to work.
Exactly. All right. Well, number two is they are unrealistic. And yeah, they're unrealistic because it's just like for example, you'll be like, okay, this year 2019, I'm gonna lose 50 pounds. And that is your resolution. And that's you just claim that's what you state. I'm gonna lose 50 pounds, my resolution, but you don't really have that step-by-step process on how you're going to do it. So because you don't have that, then you just kind of don't commit to it. And you end up just giving up and forgetting about it in February or March.
Absolutely, like they're empty goals, you know, like they're
Yeah.
just kind of sayings, you know. So if you really want to lose 50 pounds, which is achievable in a year, it's super achievable, you have to put some type of intention behind it. And I feel like when people make those kind of blanket statements, it's not about just affirming it, it's actually putting the action to support that affirmation. So that's why, you know, just saying it is not enough. Like, you need to, in your own mind, figure out how you're going to achieve it. Or you're just saying something.
Right. Yes. So what's the next one? Let's see. The next one is they're forgettable.
Now, break down why you feel they're forgettable.
Yeah, they're forgettable because oftentimes I'm sure a lot of people they don't write them down. They just state what they are. They might share them with their friends. But that's it, and they just kind of forget about it because they don't have any step by step on how they're going to do it. So it's just like, I'll do it, I'm gonna do this, and then
Right.
you kind of, and then mid-year you kind of forget about it, or when the summer comes or something, you're like, oh, I was gonna do that, and then yeah, oh well, I'll do it next year. So.
Right. Like, I really admire Farron's sister and my friend Autumn, because I don't know if it was a resolution or just something that she wants to do to make herself better, but she really committed to detoxing her body. And you know, when we do hang out, we hang out, which that consists of, you know, sometimes bad food, sometimes drinking. It just depends. But just that level of commitment is really important because she wants to detox. But I also know a lot of people that say, "Hey, I want to detox," and then they go out somewhere and they they completely forget their commitment to themselves. And so it's like, "Oh, my New Year's resolution is to do this." Okay, well, now it's April. Is that still a thing, or was that just a thing because we were counting down to the new year? So, like, again, supporting that affirmation with your actions is important. And that's why I feel like, I guess we'll talk about it in a second. Just being able to manifest what it is you want is way more important than just saying, "This is my resolution."
Yeah. Yes. And then the next one is number four, too vague. Too vague. Like you said earlier, it's just a blanket statement that you said that you're saying you're going to do and you're going to achieve. But really, you need to get like really specific. So I don't know if guys have heard of SMART goals. And so SMART, that stands for like S is for specific. M is for measurable, A is for agreed upon, R is for realistic, and T is for time-based. So definitely look that up, and that could have like so if you do a resolution, you want to make sure that it's something specific and not some blanketed term.
Right. Like, I'm gonna be a millionaire next year. Okay. I'm not
How?
saying that that can't happen. I'm not saying that I don't want that for you. But in your own mind, what is it that you're gonna do to achieve that? I just know I'm gonna be one. Okay, I'm supporting that goal if that's a goal of yours. But what are you gonna do? What actions are you gonna take? What day by day steps are you gonna make to make that a reality? Or, you know, not even going to a million. Let's just say I want to be debt free. That's a realistic thing, right? But are you putting money aside? Are you saving? Are you making sure that you're talking to your debtors? Or, you know, are you doing the financial sense that actually will achieve that? Or are you just saying, "Girl, by the end of this year, I'm gonna be debt free. And then mm-hmm. you look around and you're in more debt than you were the year before. So yeah. just be careful with that. Don't be vague. Be specific so you can hold yourself accountable about it.
Yes, please do. And the last one is, it's not a genuine goal.
It ain't true, y'all.
It's just like, a lot of people, like, they do resolutions because it sounds good. I know I used to. It sounds good, okay? That's what I'm supposed to do, right? It's the new year. I'm supposed to be trying to better myself. So I'm going to come up with these resolutions, and I'm going to, these are what these resolutions are, and that's it. Happy New Year, toast, and that is it. But, yeah, so if you're going to do resolutions, definitely be genuine about it and follow the previous things, tips that we discussed about it.
Absolutely. And so, like, hopefully those that are listening to this podcast, you're not leaving feeling like we're like negative Nancy's, where we're not stating that you should have goals and plans. We're absolutely saying that you should have goals and plans. What we're not saying is having an empty goal will help you achieve it. Like, it's just not. And I think that some of the things that have helped us is vision boards, mm-hmm. being able to kind of write down some of that stuff you want to actually manifest, believing in yourself, and like literally taking step by step, whether that be days, weeks, months, to achieve that stuff. Like, it can happen. It has happened. Anybody you've ever looked up to, they've been able to manifest their dreams. But at some point, your dreams have to be goals. If they're just dreams, they'll stay dreams. That's the cool thing about a dream. Like, it'll just stay a dream. It'll be like this fairy tale in your head. But if you really want it to be something more and more impactful and more influential to your life, you have to turn it into a goal. And then once you get that goal, you'll have a plan. And then once you get that plan, you're on your way to success.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, that was a mouthful. Definitely go back, rewind that. Did you have anything else you want to add to that, Farron?
No, yeah. So yeah, if you want to do resolutions, that's cool. You definitely do it. But yeah, like I just said, be more specific. Also, what you can pair with your resolutions is the vision board. You can do the vision board part of the way. You can just visually see what your goals are every day. Put it on your wall, your room, or wherever you are. And so that you can see it every day. Also, another thing you can pair with it is just writing down and manifesting it. You can actually get you like a cute manifestation book, you know, something that's going to, you know, make you want to write it every day and just like write it down and just manifest it, like continuously write it down and be specific when you're writing it down. Be specific when you, whatever you want to manifest, you definitely want to be specific with that too. You don't want it to be vague. So I think, you know, if you have your resolution and pair it with the vision board and the manifestation.
Absolutely. I think we should take a quick break to make sure that we have enough time to tell them about where they can find us and all of that good stuff.
All right.
See you in a bit. See ya. Yeah.
We back.
We back. All right. So, thank you all for tuning in. If you have some topics that you would like for us to get in, we're kind of gathering our list for the year. Definitely get into the comment section. What types of things do you want to hear regarding millennial issues, specifically those that are into vibrations, millennial frequency issues, and topics that we can kind of like chat about? Because sometimes we have ideas, sometimes we're always thinking about what you want to hear. So get into the comment section.
Yes, please. And you can also email those to millennialfrequency18@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Where can they find everything, Farron?
So you can find us on Instagram under Millennial Frequency, on Facebook under Millennial Frequency Podcast, and on Twitter under Millennial Freak, FREQ1. And I also want to add that on our Instagram page, we have a link on our profile page, and that link is to Linktree. Click that link and it will take you to where we're all of the platforms where you can hear our podcast. So if you have a particular or a favorite where you like to listen to podcasts, check out our Linktree link on our Instagram page, and you can see we're now available on Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. Yes, woo-hoo. We're on Stitcher. We're also on Spotify, Radio. I think it's Radio One. Like, we have them all listed down there. So it's about 10 now, and
Wow.
we'll continue to grow on different and be on different platforms. So definitely check it out.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So before we move on to the next thing, so for our listeners that always went to that SoundCloud link, is it still in that same channel? Like, is it going to be uploaded on both, or is it just they just click on SoundCloud, type in Millennial Frequency, and it'll pop up?
Okay, yeah, so the Linktree also has the SoundCloud link too.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah, so, and or you can go on SoundCloud and you can search for Millennial Frequency and you'll find it that way as well. So, we're still on SoundCloud.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. As well, we got our podcast, but we definitely have a web series too. So make sure that you are tuning in. We just dropped a new episode, and y'all, Farron, how did you feel about the episode? Because I was in the editing room the whole time. How do you feel about it?
I think the episode was hella funny. I had a lot of favorite parts. Like the opening scene is very funny. The sex scene. What a sex scene. Yeah, you need to go and check it out and see what I'm talking about. Yes, definitely with all the sound effects and everything. It's hilarious. Y'all will love it. I'm telling you for sure.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We did that. All right. So yeah, definitely make sure you go and check out episode two. If you haven't checked out episode one, go and check out our pilot. We did really good. We got over 2,000 views in only 2 weeks. So we try to get our subscribers up. Make sure you type in Unstuck Web Series at youtube.com. You can also find us on Instagram as Unstuck Web Series, on Twitter as Unstuck Web Show. And if you're a Facebook girl or boy, definitely type in Unstuck Web Series. Like it, like it, like it. Share it, share it, share it. And really quick, if you want to find me, just my page, then you can find me on Instagram as I underscore am underscore TEZYA. You can also find me the same handle on Twitter, I underscore am underscore TEZYA. Where can we find you, Fair?
On Instagram, you can find me under Sofrio, SOFRIO underscore 87. On Facebook, my brand page is Farrah Monique Jackson. And then on Twitter, you can find me under Bohemian Baddie or Rasta Farron.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Definitely get into the comment section. Do you have solutions, resolutions? Do you believe in them? Have you already done your vision board? Are you still working on it? All that good stuff. Because we're going into February already, man. Year's going by fast.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
It
yes, yes.
sure is.
All right, well, we're gonna close it on out. Y'all have a good night, morning, evening, whenever you listen to us. And peace.
Peace. Hello.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to
My
another episode of Millennial
frequency.
Frequency. And we're back. My name is Tasia.
And I am Farron.
And yes, we are back with another episode. Hopefully, you all had a great week, having a great day. And this episode is going to be really straight to the point, but we're going to have a lot of fun topics to talk about as well. And so the topic of the day is ICE picked up 21 Savage, one of the most unusual things ever. We're going to kind of chop it up about that, some of the tweets and back and forth between celebrities. And of course, we're going to hit our hot topics.
Yes.
So, did you want to go right into the hot topics?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. So, right off the bat, which one should I talk about? It's been a lot that's happened in this past week. I'll just go straight off of hearing it today. Have you heard about Liam Neeson, the
I
guy from
have
Taken?
the actor, correct?
Yeah, he's an actor. I think he's, I don't know where he's from, Ireland or something, but he's from Taken, the movie Taken. And basically, from what I understand, he was having an interview with somebody. No one asked him about this. He just kind of, I don't know, he just wanted to get it off his chest. He basically said one of his good friends advised him that she was great. And, you know, he was like, "Do you know who it is?" He was like, "You know, no, I don't know." She was like, "I don't know." But he was like, "You know, but yeah, I guess he asked the race." And she was like, "It was a black guy." So he was upset about that. So he just went around basically looking for trouble, waiting for someone black to cross him the wrong way so that he can kill them.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, everybody's like, "What? Like, what's going on? Like, why? I mean, why even say this?" So now you put yourself in like the cancel bucket. You put yourself there. Just like Mary, one of the Marys from Mary Mary put herself in the cancel bucket. Like, you did it yourself. Like,
That
I
is so messy to bring up one of
mean,
the
she
Marys
is,
to not have her name. Is it Erica or is it? No, I think we like Erica.
yeah, I think it's Tina,
Okay,
right?
Tina. Yeah, see, that's sad. You just call her Mary Mary. We just supposed to know.
I
But
couldn't think.
yeah, you see, you can think. I couldn't think of it either. It's terrible, but I'm not shocked.
I'm not
I mean,
shocked either. Did you see Widows?
no. What's that, a movie?
Yeah, so Widows is a movie. He played in the movie. I think this might be his most recent movie, but it was a black guy. He wrote the movie. It was starring Viola Davis and another black woman. I don't know everybody's name. I know Viola Davis. And it was about women. Their husbands died, and they basically went and started robbing people. So he was married to Viola Davis, but to me, he just didn't put on a good, for him to be an actor, I just didn't believe it. Him like being a black woman, kissing a black woman, making love, I just didn't believe it. You know,
Now,
so,
are you
I don't know.
saying that though because of these recent words or these recent statements that he's come out? I could not get that out for some reason. Are you saying that because of recent statements?
That when I watched it a couple months ago came out, no, or it was last month, something like that. It came out in November, December. I felt that as I was watching it, so that's what I said, to say I'm not shocked by hearing this.
The reality is there are a lot of people who are either racist or prejudiced in this country, and I think that those types of things need to be talked out, but maybe not in front of the public. It's sad that I'm not shocked. Like, that's really disheartening. I should be upset, but I'm just not. Like, I saw it and I was like, oh, okay. And maybe it's because we're in this Trump era where everything is bizarre, everything is kind of like in your face, blatant racism, but it sucks. And I don't support him. I've never seen any of his movies, so it makes it easier for me not to support him.
Yeah.
So that's that. Yeah. I mean, and I also go to, as far as saying that it is unfortunate that his friend got raped, and it's even more unfortunate that the only thing that she can think of as far as the memory of this person and description is the fact that he was a black man. But what we should not do is cover the identity of all rapists as black men or all, whatever. We can't do that as people. We can't say, well, all men are bad because you was in one bad relationship or a relationship that didn't really work in your favor. Because I feel like everything you go through, for the most part, I'm not talking about rape or molestation, but for the most part, it's to help you grow. But you can't say because one thing didn't happen your way, oh, you just generalize it. You know what I'm saying? If we do that for every single thing we do, we won't interact with anything or anybody. So that's not a good look because the black community can definitely say a lot of things about white people and generalize them all day, but we're not going to do that. We're trying to give everybody a fair chance. So, sucks, but I ain't shocked. And real quick, y'all, the Super Bowl was this past Sunday. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Crickets.
Exactly. And apparently, it was considered the lowest rated Super Bowl of all of them. There have been 50 up, I don't know exact numbers, but 50 up Super Bowls. And this was the lowest rating ever. And majority of those folks that did not watch it, outside of just not being interested in the game, they did not watch it because of Colin Kaepernick, the injustices, the social injustices that are going on in America that have not been addressed, as well as them just firing him. No real reason, not because he's not an excellent, or I should say hired. They didn't rehire him, not because he's not an excellent athlete. I just think that they definitely don't want to deal with something, quote unquote, as controversial as kneeling. And it showed in the numbers, so.
I'm happy. I want to say I'm happy because I was a little bit worried. Like, I remember talking to Nick on Sunday, and I was just telling him, like, what happened to the whole protest? Like, all these celebrities and even, like, people at work, people you know, like, everybody's talking about games, talk y'all into the playoffs. I'm like, okay, what happened to protesting in the NFL? Like, y'all all into it now. So, I was really worried. I was like, okay, everybody into the football, but I guess everybody was not, according to these ratings, so that's good. So that's
I'm sorry. You said it's good for what? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I got nervous. Y'all, we're trying a different way. We're not in the same room. So we're trying a different way of recording. So just be patient if it doesn't feel like it's fluid. But yeah, it definitely shows that if you don't do what we need you to do, we're going to show up in numbers. Or in this case, we didn't show up in numbers. There was a significant amount of folks, including my fiance and his family, that did enjoy the game. My dad watched the game, and my family on his side watched it. So there were definitely folks that just love football and are not necessarily against the protest, but just love football. Mm-hmm. But in the same breath, for those that did say, hey, we're not going to allow our biases to stop something that this brother is doing, kudos to you. It definitely worked. The game, honestly, was not even that interesting. At some point, I was on my phone. I'm not really a big football fan. And if I do like football, I like the Denver Broncos. So I'll put that out there. But, yeah, it wasn't even an interesting game. So you didn't miss out on anything. The halftime show was boring to me. It was Maroon 5, Big Boy, Travis Scott. Big Boy was really quick. It was like, yeah, I'm finally having some fun. Then he's off the stage, he goes. And then Travis Scott, I mean, for it to be such a big hula-hoop around his name, I still don't understand, because he was like, literally snap your finger and he's off the stage. So maybe that was to reel more black people in. That was a pandering moment, because both of those acts didn't even really get a respected time. It's really weird if you ask me.
I feel like the Maroon 5 has done it before, and I'm not shocked that it wasn't, you know, exciting. I mean, damn, the Patriots always at the Super Bowl. So I think it probably honestly would have been a lot more viewership if the Saints would have been there. And speaking of the Saints, they had their own anti-Super Bowl party in New Orleans, and they had on the Times Picayune, the newspaper there.
I saw that.
Like, what Super Bowl? Like, yeah, so they had their own separate boycott going because of how terribly the what is it called, the championship went for them. I don't know, but
well, I guess the finals or whatever. But shout out to your city finally getting some recognition, like, nationwide, because didn't they come from, isn't that like a newspaper from Picayune?
Well, it has our city's name in it. So the Times Picayune is the name of New Orleans newspaper. And we have our own newspaper too. It's called Picayune Item. But yeah, Times Picayune. That's like, I don't know, that's what they call it. It's apparently a Spanish coin, Picayune.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Didn't know that. Learn something new every day. All right, y'all get in the comment section. Did y'all watch the Super Bowl this year? Were you protesting because of Colin Kaepernick? Did you say, I'm with Colin, but I gotta watch the game. I gotta eat these wings with my friends and family. Either way, get into the comment section. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know.
All right.
Then you want to take a break and we'll get into the topic?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.